Hello, this is John, and the first item on the, in the bulletin is the Benson Bulletin, The Future. The Benson Bulletin has been published and distributed free to every house in the village and the surrounding hamlets for over 30 years. Importantly, it is funded entirely through its advertising revenue and receives no grants or any other source of income. In the last few years, our village has expanded by about 1,000 new houses, which has meant the Bulletin has had to try to increase its advertising revenue by the amount needed to cover this heavy increase of our printing costs, but it is a struggle. We are a CIC, that's a community interest company, so if we do make any profit, it goes back to the community in grants, which can be applied for every year. We value every one of our advertisers very highly because without them, the Bulletin would cease to exist. And the only guaranteed method of communicating with every household in Benson and the surrounding area would disappear. We also have an amazing network of distributors who turn out each month, come rain or shine, to deliver the bulletin through our doors under the management of our distribution director. Our treasurer and secretary do an amazing job of looking after our finances and secretarial needs, and our editor works hard, not only editing and producing this very valued magazine, but also sourcing and maintaining a good relationship with our advertisers. However, to help us maintain producing, managing and delivering the bulletin, we need volunteers to sit on our board. This is not an onerous job. We normally have 4 meetings a year, which generally last 1 hour. But we do need all directors to take on some task along the lines of web maintenance, marketing, sourcing interesting articles for submission to the editor, and so on. If you think you can offer some time to help keep the Benson Bulletin going for another 30 years, please contact me on Sandy, S-A-N-D-I-E, at theflower.co.uk. Now, classified. If you turn to the back page of this magazine, you would see a list of classified adverts. They are always put on the first page and are a very good way to advertise in the Bulletin. They cost £8 an issue, and because they feature prominently, they work. Some of you may remember that the London Times' front page used to consist almost entirely of classifieds until a more daring approach to newspaper front pages emerged. I do urge you to both support your business and the Bulletin by using them if our other advertising proves too expensive. The classifieds are restricted to 25 words in length, but I am also prepared to discuss putting in a small image or logo for the slightly increased price of £10 an issue. I am constantly being told how helpful the advertising is to residents in particular, to those who have recently moved here. If you do want Benson to have a well-produced, printed and distributed magazine into the future, then I urge you to support us and be part of our future. And that's written by Christopher Swan, our editor.